WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. Good morning, everyone. I'm Paul Foster. Joining me this week from the Greenville News is Leave Osby, health writer specializing in medical issues. We want to speak with her about some articles that she's done recently that have to do with hospital infections stemming from a particular piece of equipment, and this could even be linked to a case that happened involving another hospital back in 2014. Leave, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Happy to be here.
Tell us about where and the device and exactly what this is all about.
There's a piece of equipment that's used in open heart surgery and other surgeries like transplants that's used to keep the blood at a controlled temperature. It's called a heater cooler device, and it was manufactured by a company in Germany formerly called Thorin Group. During the manufacture, according to the CDC, the equipment was contaminated with Mycobacterium chimera, which is a pretty common bacteria found in the soil where it rarely does any harm. But when a patient is exposed to this, it can cause a really horrible infection. So CDC issued a warning asking hospitals to notify patients who may have been exposed during their surgery. And so hospitals now are sending letters out to all these patients. And among the most recent are MUSC Health last week, which sent out 3,000 letters, and Spartanburg Regional Healthcare System also. Other hospitals are doing the same thing and have been for some time because the CDC warning actually came out last fall.
So Spartanburg Regional is one of the hospitals mentioned in your article reaching out. How many patients does this involve?
They say that about 2,000 patients are being notified. I mean, it all depends on when the hospital got the device and began using it. MUSC, for instance, they started in 2012. It just kind of depends. Each hospital is different.
Now, these patients right now that could have had open heart surgery recently and have been home for a while, they've not had any complications, they're being warned if there are certain symptoms that they should take action immediately. And didn't you tell me off the air a while ago that this is something that could linger for some years?
The problem is it's hard to diagnose, and it can take up to 6 years for the infection to appear. It's a long period of time that these patients kind of have to watch out for these symptoms, which are typically things like night sweats, muscle aches, weight loss, fatigue, fever, or other symptoms. Some of the patients that had infections had horrible oozing wounds from their chest. They had to have surgery again to try to get rid of this infection and all sorts of other medical. And some of the patients need to have treatment for a very long time, months to years.
Take us back, if you would, the similarities of what's going on now and what occurred in a case that goes back to 2014 that you wrote about.
Well, in 2014, Greenville Health System here in Greenville wound up with some infections in patients that had open heart surgery at Greenville Memorial Hospital. They did an investigation. CDC and DHEC were both involved, and they originally linked it to tap water at the hospital that the surgical team may have used to scrub up, and then they transmitted this to the patient. Subsequent investigation seems to have been pretty inconclusive. That was a related but different bacteria. That was Mycobacteria abscessus, and the one the CDC has warned people about with these heater coolers is Mycobacterium chimera. GHS also was using the same heater cooler devices at that time, and in that investigation, 15 people died.
WNCW and More to the Story speaking this morning with Leave Osby, health writer for the Greenville News, about a very serious subject matter. Did I understand correctly, and I believe this was mentioned in your article, that an upstate attorney has filed a class action lawsuit against the manufacturer?
That's true. His name is J. Stephen Welch. He's in Anderson, and he has filed a class action suit against the manufacturer on behalf of patients who had the surgery with this device, and he's seeking damages and medical monitoring to screen for the infection. And he said potentially 7,000 people in South Carolina could be impacted. That is, they're not all necessarily got the infection, but they're being notified that they had the surgery and that they need to have this medical monitoring for X number of years to make sure that they're okay.
So you talk about the Spartanburg Regional recently, what had happened with another situation a few years ago at Greenville Health System. What about, as a whole, the state of South Carolina? How many other hospitals possibly were involved?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, we have 60-some acute care hospitals in South Carolina. I'm not sure how many of them perform open heart surgery, but potentially any of them that do could be involved because, according to the CDC, 60% of open heart surgeries were performed using this device. In our area, we had Spartanburg Regional, Greenville Health System, Bon Secours St. Francis, and AnMed Health all have used the device. Pretty common.
We mentioned earlier the FDA and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention being involved and coming to town. What do you expect is going to happen in the days ahead, especially with their involvement?
Well, I think that the investigation at Greenville Health System has been wrapped up, and I don't know if they're going to be conducting any others. I think it would depend on whether or not any of these hospitals reported infections, and so far all the hospitals say that none of their patients has shown any signs of this infection so far. But, you know, as we say, there's this long period of time where people could possibly still come down with this infection. So I think that's what it'll depend on.
Leave, as you continue to update and follow this story and bring new developments to readers, if it be online or through having paper in hand of the Greenville News, how else could someone follow updates and blogs you might provide online?
Well, I'm on Twitter, at Leave G News on Twitter, and also on Facebook, just under my own name. People can get updates there as well.
Leave Osby, health writer specializing in medical issues for the Greenville News. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure, my pleasure.
WNCW's More to the Stories are also available as a podcast at our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.